الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters that are sitting at home over the receiver. Tonight, all of us are aware that it is Laylatul Bara'ah, the 15th night of Sha'ban, an extremely auspicious night indeed, one of the few nights in the Islamic calendar which has got great significance. It is that night wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, or Allah emancipates so many souls from the fire of Jahannam that are equivalent to the number of strands of hair on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. It was a very huge, very big tribe in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Banu Kalb tribe. And they had a lot of livestock. So their goats, each goat, can we count the number of strands on each goat? Impossible. The hadith of Rasulullah says that Allah emancipates from the fire of Jahannam so many countless of people equivalent to the number of the, not the goats, the strand of hair on each goat of the Banu Kalb tribe. My beloved brothers and elders, we have heard talks on Tawbah, Istighfar, and many other topics. Tonight is the night of Ibadah. It is a night in which we have to make sincere Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's mercies, as we have mentioned so many times, Allah's mercy is extremely vast. I often say that Allah could have chosen any thing He wished to write, to have written on His arsh. His arsh. And He could have chosen any particular verse or any saying that He wished. But He chose to write, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. That verily My mercy supersedes My wrath and anger. After لما خلق الله الخلق, after Allah created the entire creation, Allah wrote on His arsh, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي, verily My mercy سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. It passes, it surpasses, it supersedes My anger. In the riwayat, in Muslim Sharif, تَغْرِبُ غَضَبِي. It overpowers My anger. In one verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after talking about the different nations of the past and the crimes and the sins they committed, Allah says, إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمُ وَدُودُ. Verily, My Rabb, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily My Rabb is Rahim, He is most merciful, Wadood, most loving. Ulama explain, in this world, we have two parties, we are very closely bonded, two families, two partners, they're very close relationship they had. And suddenly, there is a huge dispute, there's a fight, there's a quarrel, this is a very huge problem. Perhaps they went to court, Allah save us. and they had a lot of problems. Eventually, one party comes forward, and they realize they have done wrong. Or the one brother comes with the other person, and he realizes his weakness, and he was at fault, and he seeks pardon from the other brother. So that person forgives him. He accepts his apology, he makes him maaf. But that relationship becomes sour. The relationship has become strained. In most cases, it never becomes like how it originally was. Here, when a person angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has done wrong. He deserves Allah's punishment. He has committed sins. But the moment he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, he makes tawbah, istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only forgive him, Allah does not only show him mercy, but Allah loves the person. The bond now between this person who was a transgressor, but he made sincere tawbah, now the bond with Allah becomes even more greater. He becomes even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the words of the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. At-ta'ibu habibullah. Remember this word. At-ta'ibu habibullah. That a person who's making tawbah, genuine tawbah. Not the tawbah just on the lips. That person who has done wrong to his Muslim brother and he asks for forgiveness. But he's not sincere. He just lies for the few moments and few seconds. Just to appease the other person. And then he does the same thing again. And he hurts the opposite party. Then he was not genuine. He was not sincere. So here, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the same. That a person must be genuine. He must be sincere. He must regret having committed that sin. He must make that firm resolution not to go back to that sin. Not that he will very easily slip into guna again. So when he is determined and he makes sincere tawbah, he becomes the beloved of Allah. At-ta'ibu habibullah. So inna rabbi rahimun. Allah is my Rabb. Most merciful. Wadood. Wadood from the word wuddun, which means love. Allah is full of love. Allah does not tell us that you committed sin. You did wrong. You disobeyed me. And I pardoned you. I forgave you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He's wadood. Allah is still going to show you even more love. This is the vast mercy, the love, the compassion Allah has for His makhluk. And therefore in these nights, we seize this golden opportunity when Allah's rahmat, abounding mercies are coming upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we have to make good use of this opportunity. There are people, categories that have been mentioned, and of course so much of literature and books have been published today, and many of you must have read the following persons are not forgiven on this night, like a person who has got malice in his heart for his Muslim brother, a person who has committed zina, a person who is mudminul khamar, an alcoholic, etc. There are so many people who have been mentioned. However, despite having committed these heinous crimes, the doors of tawbah are still open. And we still have the chance to still make tawbah during this Mubarak night. If we have wronged our Muslim brother or sister, ask for forgiveness. And when it comes to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then beg Allah ta'ala for His mercy. You know, there was a person in the time of Bani Israel with the name of Kifl. One is Dhul Kifl in the Quran, that is separate. Kiflun was this person's name. And ulama have mentioned that he was a very sinful person. Perhaps he left no sin, but he had committed that sin. And there is a situation, an incident mentioned, that there was a woman who was in desperate need. And she comes to him because he had wealth. And she needed some money, she needed some assistance. So he agrees. But he now forces her to commit zina with himself. And he says, if you fulfill my desires, then I will give you that sum of money that you wish. Out of utter desperation, she's very reluctant. She's not happy at all. But because she's in dire need, she agrees. And as he's about to commit zina, irta'adat, she began to shake. Wabakat, she begins to cry. So he asks her, what's the matter? She says that you are forcing me to do such a thing today that I have never done in my life. Immediately he backs off. This is now when Tawbah comes into a person. Immediately he goes back. And he feels that nadamat, that shame of what a terrible person he is. And how he could put her and make her soup to such a low level and lose her haya. So he does not commit zina. And he tells her, you can take the money and you can carry on. It is mentioned in the riwayat that that night Kifl passes away. Next morning on the door, in the time of Bani Israel, if a person committed any guna at night, in the morning it would be written on his door. When Kifl passed away that night, it was written, فَأَصْبَحَ مَكْتُوبًا عَلَى بَابِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَفَرَ الْكِفْلِ. It was written on his door that verily Allah has forgiven Kifl. Allah forgave him. It was the 15th night of Shaban, when Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi alayhi, now we will see rahmatullahi alayhi, but prior to that, he was a person who was an alcoholic. And it was 15th night of Shaban, he says, I was so drunk that I fell asleep without reading my Isha Salah. But before that, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi says that he had a slave girl from which he had a child, a daughter. And he was very fond of this daughter. Very pretty little young girl. She would always come and sit on his lap, and he would forego anything else just for the sake of his daughter that he loved so profusely. She was the apple of his eye. He was so fond of her. And he says, it was amazing sometimes when I've got the bottle in my hand with the glass of beer or alcohol or wine and about to drink, she would push it away from me. And just to make her happy, then I shouldn't drink then. But 15 night, and then he says, as she's growing, she's about 2 years old, I was so fond of her. And she passes away. He says, that shattered me. So the 15th night of Shaban came, I was absolutely drunk. I slept without performing my Isha Salah. He says, then I see a dream. This is a dream that Malik bin Dinar sees. He says, suddenly I see people waking up from their qabrs. It is the day of Qiyamah. And there's panic. People are screaming, people are crying, people are running helter-skelter, to and fro. He says, I'm also running. And suddenly I see behind me a huge python. I had never seen a python like this in my life. Chasing me, coming behind me. So I begin to run faster and faster. And I come across an elderly man wearing very nice, elegant clothing. Very handsome man, old person. And I try to seek his protection and assistance. And he tells me, oh my son, I'm too weak. I'm too weak. Perhaps you can just run faster and see somewhere else where somebody might come to your aid. So he says, I continued running. And as I'm running, the snake is coming closer and closer behind me. He says, I was terrified. I come towards a hill. And as I'm climbing this hill, I see it is written, it is Jahannam. Now the fire of Jahannam is blazing in front of me. This huge python very, very close behind me. I'm in desperation. What do I do? Where do I go? Suddenly angels appear. And they say, no, not here, not here. Go away, move away. So I take another turn, I move in another direction. And the snake also follows me in that direction. He says, as I am running faster, the snake is coming closer and closer. I come back again past this old man, handsome man, elderly person. He says, oh, uncle, please, I asked you for assistance. I need some help. Protect me from the snake. He says, I'm too weak, my son, I'm too weak. But go over there. He ushers me towards another hill. These are places, a place, this is a place where the amanat, the trust of people are kept. Perhaps you may find something there which belongs to you. So he says, I go towards this place. And there are beautiful casements with studded with rubies and emeralds, with a nice silk curtain. Absolutely beautiful it was. And the snake is right behind me. And now I think this is now the snake is about to attack me. And I'm going to be destroyed. And I'm perspiring profusely. And suddenly I see young children, infants coming out. And they shout to one another, come quick, come quick. Maybe one of us belongs to him. And suddenly he says, I see a young girl darting towards me on a swing made of noor. And she was my own daughter, my beloved daughter. And she looks at me and she's also shocked. She says, it is my father, my abi, my father. So she comes and she grabs me, she hugs me. With her left hand around my shoulder. And then with her right hand, she pushes away the snake. And immediately, it moves away. She looks at me. And I'm shaking. And I look at my beloved daughter. With tears rolling down my cheeks. And I kiss her. She hugs me. She embraces me. And then he asks her, what is happening? She replies, we are those trusts that are kept for people like you, my father. We passed away in infancy in this world. We were little masoom children when Allah took us away. So Allah kept us in this beautiful place so that when you come here, we are waiting for you to come and we will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And oh Allah, you deprived us of the companionship of our parents in this world. Oh Allah, you reunite us now in the akhirah. And because of that, Allah will save all of you from Jahannam. And he is extremely happy. And then he hears an ayat. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has not the time dawned, has not the time come for those who believe in Allah, that their hearts tremble and humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his remembrance, the Qur'an. So he asks her, you know the Qur'an? She says, we know the Qur'an better than you know. And we understand better than you know. So he says, what is the snake behind me? She says, this is your bad deeds, oh my father. The bad deeds that you committed in the world. So many, so huge, in the form of this huge python. And he says, that old man, she says, that was your good deeds. That was your amal saliha. Beautiful, but weak. It could not come to your rescue. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah wakes up at that point. And from that moment he makes a sincere tawbah in his life. Brothers, if you open the kitabs of pious people, sages, saints, awliya of the past, you will definitely see the name of Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi. He became such a pious wali of Allah that ulama mentioned stories and incidents of Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi such that will change our lives and bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected brothers and elders, no matter what sin a person may have committed, tonight is one of those nights where a person needs to make sincere tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is so kind. You know, there's an incident where a sahabi, he went to buy some dates from a woman. And whilst they were doing the transaction, suddenly he became overwhelmed by his nafs. So either he kisses her, and the riwayat says, or massaha, or he touched her. He didn't commit zina. So he gave her a kiss. And when he did that, he realized his mistake. And immediately he runs towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, he meets Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Or first he meets Umar radiallahu ta'ala on the way. And he tells Umar radiallahu, this is what happened. Umar radiallahu tells him, this is a very big sin you committed. So he continues, he meets Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And he tells him what happened. Abu Bakr radiallahu also seems the same thing like Umar. You've done a terrible thing. And then he finally goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu listens to him. And suddenly verses come down. Wahi comes down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says, innal hasanat yudhibna sayyi'at. That the moment a person does good deeds will wash away, wipe away, obliterate those bad deeds a person has done. And before that, aqimis salata tarafayin nahar wa zulafan min al-layl. Establish salah in the two times of the two sides of the day and the times of the night. In other words, all five times salah. If a person establishes it, he reads his salah, then it will wipe out his sins. So Rasulullah tells him now that establish your salah and this will wipe out the sin that you have committed now. So he says, is this only for me, Ya Rasulullah, that Allah has given this benefit that I committed this wrong act? And now I will read salah and Allah will pardon me. Nabi Kareem said, no, it is for my entire ummah. But this does not mean a person should deliberately commit a sin and now say, now I'll go read salah after that and Allah forgives me. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has got ahkamat. Allah has got conditions for us. We cannot play with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something we just try and test. We are all the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can see in front of us how many empires have been destroyed. How many, we heard the incidents about Turkey and so many other places. May Allah protect us, may Allah protect them, may Allah give them afiyat. Don't forget the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu. It's very common when catastrophe takes place, for those few days and weeks, everybody starts making dua and we talk about it. And after that, it's a forgotten thing. And those poor people are forgotten completely. So initially we'll send our aid and assistance. And after a month or two, we forget about them completely. This should not be the case of an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nonetheless, we've heard that within a few seconds, 45 seconds or 1 minute or 2 minutes, the person who was a landlord of properties, he had to now seek refuge in a tent, in a shelter. Everything is lost. Harun al-Rashid, rahmatullahi alayh, very pious person, he was a king also. And as he is passing away, he says, Ya man la yazalu mulkuhu, irham ala man yazulu mulkuhu, irham ala man zala mulkuhu, ya man la yazalu mulkuhu. Oh, that being, oh Allah, whose kingdom remains, Allah's kingdom always remains. Allah's sovereignty always remains. Have mercy on this king now of this dunya. Zala mulkuhu, whose kingdomship has come to an end. He goes with nothing from this world. Sikandar, the great. Before passing away, he asked the people, when you bury me, keep my both hands out bare like this. People ask, why? He said, to show them. Sikandar, the great, who possessed so many things of this world, is leaving this world empty-handed. The only thing that will help us is those good a'mal. Our a'mal should not be like that old man that is unable to oppose and defeat the snake that is coming behind the person. So respected brothers and elders, إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. You know, in Surah Al-Buruj, which we hear quite often, وَسَمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ, it's a lengthy tafsir. I'm just going to mention one point there, where Allah talks about Ashabul Ukhdud, where a young boy became the means of hidayat for the entire town. Entire town. It's a very long story. Inshallah, some other occasion, we have to discuss this. So this person becomes the means of the entire town becoming Muslims, believers. The king, he was a kafir. And when he saw this, that the people all accepted iman, so he ordered his men to dig trenches and fire was kindled in those trenches, and each person was taken and thrown into those trench. Who was a believer? If he went back, he became a murtad, left iman and left deen, then his life was spared. But the people were strong, they had iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one after the other, each one was destroyed in this way. And the hadith says that comes the time now for a woman now who had brought iman, and with her is a little baby. And as she comes there, she just pauses, she hesitates, she's a bit afraid that the fire is burning, I've got my little kid, and how I'm going to fall into the fire, my child will get burnt. And suddenly that baby, who was a few months old, unable to normally speak, suddenly it tells, Ya Ummah, Isbiri, oh my mother, have sabr, and plunge into the fire. Because you are a believer, you are on haqq. And immediately she plunges in the fire. So this was the zalim king who killed so many people, so many believers. Allah discusses this in this surah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ. Those who put the believing men and women into trial and tribulation, and we can see the heinous crime we are committed, that this oppressor, this zalim, killed innocent people. So many he destroyed. Allah did not say immediately that for him is Jahannam, and for such people who harm the believers, for them is Jahannam. Allah says, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُ. Allah invites them towards tawbah. That if you come and make tawbah and you make istighfar, Allah will pardon you even. But if you do not make tawbah, then for you is Jahannam. This is the vast mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Rasulullah is sitting with the Sahaba, and some people have taken as captives. I mentioned this, I don't know how many times, but again, just to refresh ourselves, and he sees a slave girl running up and down, and she picks up a child, and she feeds the child, and she hugs that child. So Rasulullah looks at this woman, and tells the Sahaba, أَتُرَوْنَ هَذِي طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ. Do you think that this woman, showing so much of love, compassion, affection, love, muhabbat for the child, you think she'll take this child and throw this child into any fire? Sahaba said, never. Rasulullah says, Allah has got even more mercy for his makhluq, for the ummah, for my ummah, than this woman has for the child. Another incident, just to understand the vastness of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. You know, we talk about istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Perhaps sometimes when we say astaghfirullah, we know that the sin committed was a grave sin. It was terrible, it was bad. So the magnanimity, the gravity of the sin, we perhaps understand. We focus on that. But more than that, is understand the vastness of the mercy of Allah. When you're saying astaghfirullah, it's not just I committed a big sin. Think of how great Allah is and how merciful Allah is. You know what I'm saying? Astaghfirullah. I'm asking my Allah to forgive me. I'm asking my Allah to forgive me. Allah loves when a person seeks his forgiveness. So this person is traveling on the desert. Now you and I do not know what traveling in the desert means. But if you're going on a long journey and we're going in our car perhaps, and now you come to a place where there's no homes, it's not inhabited by people, and suddenly your car is stuck there and you've got no petrol, or your tire has gone flat, you've got no spare wheel, and you're all alone, all alone. And after some time your food also gets finished and the water you have, and now what is going to happen? There's nobody coming there. You think you're going to lose your life, you're going to die, you're going to pass away, and this is the end of your life. So like that, Rasulullah gives the example of a person traveling on the desert. And with it, he's got his camel and his food, his drink, and he's traveling. And he takes some rest, and suddenly the camel escapes. Now in the desert, it's impossible to just retrieve your camel. The camel is the ship of the desert. The camel has escaped. So now the person sits under the tree, and he's thinking now what he's going to do. The food he has is going to come to an end. There's no conveyance. He cannot reach his destination. The food will become exhausted. And this is the end of his life now. He's all alone. There's no person to assist him. And he falls off asleep. And when he wakes up, Allah brings the camel back next to him with his food and drink. And how happy and elated will that person become. Immediately he grabs his camel and he's got his food. And now he can see that now he's going to have this hope for him and he can reach his destination. So in that excitement and that ecstasy, in trying to express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes a mistake. And instead of saying, "Oh Allah, my Rabb, I'm your servant," he says, "Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Oh Allah, my servant, I'm your Rabb." He makes a mistake out of the joy. Rasulullah says, "Lallahu afrahu. Lallahu afrahu bitawbati abdihi." Allah becomes even more overjoyed when his banda makes tawbah to Allah than this man who has found his camel after losing it. How many more examples do we require, my respected brothers and elders? The day of Qiyamah is taking place. The hadith says, two people are doomed, destined for Jahannam. So they are sent into Jahannam. And suddenly they are screaming and shrieking. So Allah calls them out. Allah summons them. "What's the matter? Why are you screaming like this?" "Wallah, fire of Jahannam. Wallah, perhaps you will hear us and you will pardon us, you will forgive us." Pardon? Allah will say, "My forgiveness is you plunge, go back into Jahannam. Both of you." So the one runs and he throws himself back into Jahannam and the other one is still standing there. Allah says, "What's the matter? Why didn't you do exactly like your sahib and your friend? He's gone back into Jahannam." He says, "Allah, I've got hope still in you that after removing me once from Jahannam, you won't send me back into Jahannam." Because they have iman, Allah will say, "Okay, both of you enter into Jannah. Both of you enter into Jannah." On the day of Qiyamah, a person, a'mal is brought, his registers, all his deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him only his small sins, the minor sins, not the big sins. Atarifu zamba kada wa kada. You can recall, you committed this sin, that particular sin, certain time, certain day, certain place. He'll agree, yes. He cannot speak lies to Allah Rabbul Izzat on that day. Each and he'll confess. And suddenly Allah will tell him, "Oh my banda, all these sins I had concealed in the dunya from the eyes of the people in public. وَأَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمُ تُرِي I'm forgiving you." Another narration similar, Allah will say, "Oh my banda, all these sins I'm now going to transform it into good deeds." Imagine you write an examination, you fail those questions. It's red marks, zero you've got. But the teacher, examiner says, "Don't worry. All the red marks you got zero, I'm going to give you the full marks for it." So Allah will tell him, all the wrongs you did, your sayyat, I'm going to make tabdeel of it, I'm going to change it into hasanat. The moment Allah says that, suddenly he says in the words of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rabbi, la ara ashya'a, I do not see certain sins here which I did in the world," referring to the major sins. "I don't see it hahuna, I don't see it here. What happened to that?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiles at him. Allah knows what is he actually talking about. That when Allah has transformed the minor sins into good deeds, he's now waiting for Allah to transform the big sins into the good deeds. And Allah pardons him. Allah sends him to Jannah. Rasulullah ﷺ, when he mentioned this hadith, he smiled. He smiled such a broad smile that his molars could be seen. Looking at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person commits a sin. And then he turns to Allahumma ghfirli. Oh Allah, forgive me. Then Allah tells the angels, "Aznaba abdi dhanban." You know my banda, he committed a sin. And he knows that he's got a Rabb who forgives and he can punish. When my banda has sought my forgiveness, I have pardoned him, I have forgiven him. And sometime later, the person commits a sin again. And again he asks Allah for forgiveness. And Allah repeats this to the angels that my banda has committed a sin and he is seeking my forgiveness. I have forgiven him. The hadith says, third time, and even a fourth time. Allah's mercy knows no limits. Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. My respected brothers and elders, tonight again is a night we should ask Allah for sincere forgiveness. Tawbah, istighfar, cry to Allah. The catastrophes that are taking place in the world, and as the events are unfolding before us, all of us know exactly what's happening. No person can deny anything now. Now things are glaring to us much more than they were glaring to our forefathers. Now we can see when science and technology will reach its zenith. This is one of the signs of Qiyamah. When you see zina becoming rife, when fraudulent dealings, when weighing and measuring will not be done correctly, where there will be zulam taking place, killings will become rife, and so many things have been mentioned, where children will become disobedient to parents. Absolutely rife today. Common, it's a cry of every parent. You can't deny these things. All these things are in front of our eyes. If we are still not going to take heed, then when? Then when? Myself, all of us, build the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the very first step is to make sincere tawbah istighfar. The genuine tawbah, which Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu explains in the tafsir of Tawbah al-Nasuha, he says when you milk a cow, after the milk has come out from the udder of the cow, it's not possible to push back the milk into the udder of the cow. Like that, when a person made tawbah from that sin, it's not possible for you to so easily go back into sin. If you are steadfast, you are sincere, if you're staying in good company, if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what we need to bring after making tawbah. Khawfi khuda. The fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that my Allah is watching me. Whether I'm alone, whether I'm in the office, whether I'm in the madrasa, whether I'm in the varsity, whether at school, whether I'm traveling overseas, whether I'm at home, whether I'm with my parents, with my wife, with my children, or in solitude, my Allah is watching me. This is what we need to inculcate within ourselves. Respected brothers and elders, Ramadan is now on a doorstep. And every time when it's 15 Shaban, suddenly we can get the fragrance of Ramadan coming. Suddenly you feel the fragrance of Ramadan. It feels as though it is Ramadan. May Allah make us see the end of Shaban with afiyat, and may Allah make us see this Ramadan in the most beautiful way. Try and make this Ramadan the best Ramadan of our lives. We do not know how long we're going to live, how many more Ramadans we're going to see. So many people were with us this last year, they are not here with us now. So make this firm resolution within yourself. Talk to yourself. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, I am very kamzor, I'm weak. Ya Allah, for me everything looks so difficult. It's like a mountain in front of me. How am I going to climb this mountain? But be determined. Be firm. Be resolute. Make dua to Allah. Connect to Allah. First was tawbah. In the month of Ramadan, we will hear talks throughout the month of Ramadan on taqwa, and in simple terms, taqwa simply means that you do those things that Allah has commanded you to do, and you refrain from all those things that Allah has prohibited you from. And Allah sees you in those places where He expects you to be, and Allah must not see you in those places and doing those things where He does not want to see you doing those things. So that is taqwa. So the month of Ramadan, we're going to try and inculcate ourselves in our lives taqwa. And how do we do it? We all know the sins we committed. Each person knows the sins he's committing. So sit back and think, reflect, and say, I've got this particular guna which is in my life, and I need to now get rid of this sin from my life. So one or two sins like this, to whatever it is, make a firm resolution. This Ramadan, I'm going to go all out. If I'm always watching pornographic material, so now I have made sincere tawbah, and come what may, even if I have to lose my life, if I give my jaan also, I am never going to go back, because my Allah loves me, He's full of mercy, my Allah is full of love, and of course Allah can also punish. Allah can severely beat me. Allah can punish me. And Allah can disgrace me in this world also. But when Allah is too kind, and Allah is there for me, so I am going to refrain from these sins. And there are certain amal that we wish to bring into our lives. Perhaps I never read the Quran in my life. So this Ramadan will be a nice opportunity to try and inculcate within ourselves the recitation of the Quran in Majid. Oh, I don't read some nafil. Oh, I've got some qada of my past life. I haven't finished my qada or umri. So I need to now finish all those qada salat. Oh, I didn't keep some roza, whatever it is. Some amal bring into our life. So we're going to refrain from sins, major sins, and we're going to now bring into our lives some good deed. This is the plan we must have. If you have no plan of action, then we'll fast, we'll come for tarawih, we'll do some ibadat, whatever it is, and it's all over. But we'll find the end of Ramadan, we would not have achieved the spiritual training that we should have achieved to gain the taqwa which Allah talks about in the Quran. So tawbah, taqwa. You see, it's very easy just now. Then the tilawat of the Quran. Ramadan is the month of Quran. I cannot emphasize it even more. You find Salaf al-Saliheen, read about the jurists of the past, the fuqaha, the ulama, the muhaddithin. You will find that the entire day and night, they will give priority to Quran, reading Quran. Even if you don't understand the Quran, of course, make an intention now. We've got so many tafsir classes taking place in the masajid, this tafsir, we're hearing bayans. Now we have to have some initiative from ourselves now to go and understand what Allah is telling me in the Quran. Nonetheless, even if you don't understand the meaning, recite the Quran. Love the Quran. Build a relationship with the Quran. So we said, first one was tawbah, taqwa, tilawat of the Quran, then tasbih. Do not feel ashamed to carry a tasbih. And if somebody tells you you became a buzruk, say Alhamdulillah. He's making good dua for you. Keep your tasbih in your pocket. It's not show. Maybe the first day you might have some. Allah Ta'ala will then give you the ikhlas. If you're not going to carry the tasbih, you're not going to make the tasbih. You come early to the masjid, take out your tasbih, and you read your tasbih. La ilaha illallah, istighfar, durud upon Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's so many other duas. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, third kalima, fourth kalima. We've got so many tasbihat to read. Take the tasbih and read the tasbih. Then of course, tarawih. Tarawih salah does not mean we'll come for Isha salah, we'll read 2-3 rakats, or then we'll rest in the back, and we'll watch everybody how well they're performing the tarawih salah. That is not tarawih salah. Tarawih salah is not that we're resting the first rakat, the moment imam goes, says, Allahu Akbar, then we run into ruku. Sometimes he says, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min da. He's reading another, and people went in ruku. He says, I should have rested more. Astaghfirullah. Do not play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need our ibadat. Allah does not need our tarawih. It's an opportunity for us. A full 20 rakat tarawih. Make that effort. Knees will pain for the first 2-3 days. We're not used to it. But believe me, because everybody is doing it, it automatically becomes easy. And enjoy your tarawih. Inshallah, alhamdulillah, most of the hufaz that are reciting in different masajid, they read so beautifully. So inshallah, try and enjoy the tarawih salah. Then of course, we're going to concentrate on tazkiyah. Tazkiyah means the purification of our soul. So we will hear different talks that will take place. It should not just be a rasam, a custom that we just, because Sunday night is, we need to pass some time, we are fasting, so I'll listen to some talk. But tazkiyah of the nafs is something extremely important. And on a Thursday especially, we have dhikr majlis. And we always explain the importance of tazkiyah and various aspects of tazkiyah. Reformation of the heart, of the soul. Removing the spiritual maladies we have. The hasad, the jealousy, the malice, the pride, the anger. All these things, love for the dunya. We talk about these things so that we can bring into our lives. The heart has to become pure. The heart has to become clean. Amongst the du'as of Shaban, and before I forget, inshallah, whilst we are all sitting here, read this du'a at least. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik wa a'udhu biridaka min sakhatik wa a'udhu bika minka la uhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. This is the dua which ulama and you have seen everywhere written, 15 Shaban, and the other duas also. But this particular dua, what does it mean? Wallah, I'm seeking refuge in your forgiveness from your punishment. Wallah, I'm seeking refuge in your pleasure, your happiness from your displeasure. Wallah, I'm seeking refuge in you from you. How do you explain this? I normally tell the students and friends, a little child is troubling the mother spanks the child. Where the child goes? They're running behind the mother. Ma, 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 ma. So you're running away from Allah towards Allah. Fafirru ilallah. So Allah, I'm seeking refuge in you, from you. La uhsi thana'an alayk. Well, I can never enumerate all the praises that you deserve. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That is of Allah. All praise only belongs to Him. So this is the dua. Try and learn it tonight. There's a lot of, you'll find that in the kitabs, and also people must have sent it on the social media. Read this dua. If you don't know the Arabic, at least explain the meaning. So you try and, in your own words, you make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the language you want. And also amongst the duas, one dua is, oh Allah, give me a pure heart. Qalban naqi. It must be free from evil, from sin. It must be pure. Taqi. It must be pious. La jafiyan wala shaqiyan. Allah, do not give me a hard heart, a cruel heart. Heart that has no mercy. A heart that has become shaqi. Shaqi is a person who is unfortunate. In Urdu we say badbakht. There's no good in that person. Allah, don't make my heart become like that. Make me a soft-hearted person, a loving person. So there are many other duas also. So basically, again, tonight is a very auspicious night. Spend some time making some ibadah. That means going back home. If you want to rest, you rest. Or at least the easiest thing, the moment you go back home, go on to the musalla. Spend a few minutes. 2 rakat tahajjud salah. 2 rakat tahajjud salah. And then make the tawbah that I explained. Make the tawbah and shed those tears of nadamat. Shed those tears of nadamat. Ulama say that there was a time when people would cry at night. Now we don't find those people crying at night. One ayat, a sahabi, a tabi'i will read and he will ponder over and he will cry and cry and cry the entire night. We don't have time to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That teardrop that falls onto the cheek of the person who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever that drop settled on the surface of his face, that part will never burn in Jahannam. That is why, O Buzurgs, O Mashayikh say, when you're crying out of the fear of Allah, especially in the dua, whatever it is, they don't just wipe it with your tissue or your handkerchief, rub it down your entire face, so your face is safe from the fire of Jahannam. So don't forget those T's that we mentioned. Tawbah, Taqwa, Tilawat, Tasbih, Taraweeh, Tazkiyah, of course, Tabligh. We should make Tabligh also. In the month of Ramadan, we find many jamaats going out. We can't go for 10 days, 40 days, you go 3 days sometimes, 24 hours, you go into another locality, and believe me, when we'll go there, we'll get the chance of even putting some dates on the Dastar Khan, and you'll help another person to open his fast, you'll also get the sawab. You'll give some person some sehri. You will sit, you will meet your Muslim brothers, you will talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be in the mahal of the masjid, and there will be great rewards for you, there will be benefit for you. And we can give many other teas, but this much is sufficient for us, inshallah. May Allah grant all of us a good night tonight of ibadat, of sincere tawbah, and nobody must be amongst those categories of people who are not forgiven on this Mubarak night. And may Allah make us enjoy a most beautiful Ramadan. People who sit for itikaf, and wives, we talk about itikaf, I'm pleading to our brothers, especially who sit in this masjid for itikaf. Please, my respected brothers and elders, this year we're going to try to be a bit more strict in selecting those people making itikaf. We would wish that everybody sits for itikaf. But for the past few years, we have seen that people make it a party. People want to make itikaf, and we find many of our youngsters coming late night, they're buying some food, and there's noise. It becomes You lose that solitude with Allah Rabbul Izzat. The purpose of itikaf to be in your tent, and you must be engaged in the ibadah. If you're resting, you're resting. But you should be connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we open dasarkhans, baskets are coming, children come, noise. That's an airy party. So please, the elderly people should try. Of course, our youngsters, I always encourage our youth. But don't make it such. If a person is genuine, and you see some youngsters, they spend the time correctly in front, engage in tilawat, not talking to any person, put that cell phone off. Put that cell phone off. People are complaining about now, the fingers are paining, shoulders are paining, and that's the cause, because the entire day and night with the cell phone. So put their cell phone off. We should not come into the masjid and now we're busy. Sometimes some youngsters are coming and they're watching haram things on that cell phone. How are we expecting Jibreel Islam and the angels to come and Laylatul Qadr and embrace us when we are bringing filth into the masjid? So I make a humble appeal, especially our local musallis, elderly brothers, especially. There's a chance for us to make itikaf. Our youngsters are most welcome. But let us make sure we follow the instructions that the ulama and the imams will give us. And let it be such that it must be a learning experience for us and to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not going out to the toilet and smoking and doing other things. Then you have defeated the whole purpose of i'tikaf. Whether you're sitting in this masjid or any masjid. Many people are going for umrah. May Allah take us for umrah and accept it. So umrah is also not a holiday. It is a time to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to Madinah Munawwara. The Roza Mubarak is there. But you're busy asking the other person what's happening at home and what about dunya and how much you paid for your hotel and which flight you, how much you paid for your flight. Hey, I got a better price. If you're going for all that, then you are wasting your time. It must be a time when you are going to connect yourself to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each time you go to the Roza Mubarak, you must feel closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haji Farooq sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, he should go and suddenly he would say, my knees would buckle. He didn't have the himmat, the courage to even go forward. These were the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah. He says, where my knees would buckle, I would stand there and convey my salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would be silent, they would engage in the ibadah. Not worldly matters. We're meeting this person, it's all dunya, 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 dunya. It is shopping, and we go past some shop, we can hear a South African woman bargaining with the person, whether they're buying jewelry, or whether they're buying abayas, or whatever it is. And make cheap, make cheap, make cheap. My respected friends and elders, please, yes, somebody might see me going to buy something. Maulana, you say, mustn't go buy. Nobody's saying don't buy. Buy because of the barak of the place, the wind of the breeze of the place has gone, and you're bringing for your family, whatever it is. But don't make that your entire focus. And you've got a whole shopping list. I need to go there, I need to go there, I need to get that. All your time will be wasted. Go and connect with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Imagine, like I mentioned the other night, on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person in his ibadat, he would say, Ya Shawqah, Wallahi, when I read this, I was so touched by this word, Ya Shawqah. This yearning, this burning desire a lover has for his beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ya Shawqah. This yearning, this desire, to who? Ila man yarani wala ara. To that zat, that Allah who can see me, but I cannot see him. I cannot see my Allah. But my desire is to meet my Allah. So make this Ramadan a Ramadan when we become the ashiqs of Allah. Ashiq means the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala accept all of us. And we do not forget the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, locally and abroad. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك شكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان ويا منان يا رحيم يا ودود يا رحيم يا ودود يا رحيم يا ودود يا ذا العرش المجيد يا ذا العرش المجيد يا من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجار عليه اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله forgive us يا الله اللہ ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ years have passed my Allah. یا اللہ we becoming old now my Allah. یا اللہ we becoming old my Allah. Our beards are becoming grey now my Allah. یا اللہ our bones have become weak my Allah. اے مالک کریم my Allah. The time to leave this world has become closer now my Allah. اے مالک کریم یا اللہ. یا اللہ forgive us now my Allah. اب تو معاف فرما. اللہ فقیب رسی اللہ, ہم بہت گندے ہیں یا اللہ, ہم نالائق ہیں یا اللہ, یا اللہ we are filthy servants my Allah. Allah we don't have to explain to you how filthy we are my Allah. You know us my Allah. یا اللہ you are غفار الذنوب ستار العیوب. You have concealed our sins my Allah. یا اللہ you concealed our sins my Allah. If you had to expose us my Allah, then our own family members would run away from us my Allah. اے مالک کریم, we have heard how vast your and abounding your mercies are my Allah. Allah from that mercy of yours my Allah, which is wasi' my Allah, which is wasi' my Allah, which is so spacious my Allah, which is so vast my Allah, we beg you tonight on this Mubarak night of Bara'ah, ya Allah, to forgive every single person who has raised his hand now, who has raised her hand now, ya Allah, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, فاغفر لنا وتب علينا, فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا, أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر, لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم إنا نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك, ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك, ونعوذ بك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا الله forgive us my Allah. Do not make us be among those people who are not forgiven tonight my Allah. يا الله if we have malice in our heart, يا الله then cleanse and purify our hearts now my Allah, that we have no malice for any person my Allah. يا الله if any person my Allah had committed zina my Allah, يا الله then give him the tawfiq of making tawbah now my Allah. Ya Allah, so he's not deprived of your forgiveness tonight, my Allah. If any person is an alcoholic, my Allah, give him tawbah, give him the tawfiq of tawbah immediately, my Allah. Ya Allah, such that how you gave tawfiq of that person in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, when there was drought, my Allah, we have read in the kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what the reality, my Allah. We are just relating what we read in the kitab, my Allah. Then Musa alayhi salatu salam complained to you, oh my Allah, this drought, oh my Allah, send down rain. Ya Allah, you had commanded Musa alayhi salatu salam to assemble all the people there of his qawm, and everybody had assembled. Oh Allah, then you had mentioned to Musa alayhi salatu salam, it is because of one person who is present there, it is because of him, his sins, that I'm not sending down rain. And he must move away from the gathering. And Musa alayhi salam made that elan, that oh person, whoever it is, you know what sin you have committed. Allah will not send down rain until you are present. Oh my Allah, nobody moved from the gathering, but you still send down so much of rain. When Musa alayhi salatu salam was surprised and he asked, oh my Allah, nobody moved from this gathering, my Allah. Then what does this mean? Oh Allah, you said, oh Musa, it is because of the same person because of whom I sent drought. It was his sincere tawbah. His sincere tawbah. He cried in his heart, oh my Allah, do not embarrass me tonight. Oh Allah, do not embarrass me today. Ya Allah, forgive me, my Allah. Because of his sincere tawbah, ya Allah said that I have, oh Musa, I have sent down rain to you. Musa alayhi salam then asked, oh my Allah, tell me who that person is. Allah then replied, oh Musa, when he had committed sins, I did not disgrace him. He made tawbah, I'm still not going to reveal and expose that wrong he had done. Ya Allah, you are ghafur rahim, ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Whatever sins we have committed, my Allah. How heinous those crimes may have been, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for forgiveness, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq of asking of our fellow brethren, my Allah. If we have taken and usurped their rights, my Allah, in any way, we have wronged them, ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq of asking them for forgiveness, my Allah. Allah grant the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afiyat, ya Allah. Give them salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Make us enjoy our salah, my Allah. Make us enjoy our ruku and sujood, my Allah. Allah, when we are in sajda, we are most closest to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy our tilawat of the Quran, our tasbihat, our dhikr, our tawbah, our istighfar, our du'as, my Allah. Make us enjoy begging from you, my Allah. Make us enjoy connecting to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know, we just heard and read and from kitabs, my Allah, and we've heard from mashayikh, my Allah, that the love of Allah, the love of Allah, and what the muhabbat of Allah is. Ya Allah, give us a taste of that muhabbat, my Allah. Give it to us, my Allah. Despite our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite us not even being worthy of it, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing of making us your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan will become, he'll become displeased, my Allah. He'll become sad, my Allah. He will grieve, my Allah, if you make us your friends. If you forgive us, my Allah. If you pardon us, my Allah. Even if you include us right in the bottom of the list of your awliya. Still be on that list, my Allah. Ya Allah, our Nabi Islam will become happy, my Allah. He'll become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will be safe from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. Forgive our parents, my Allah. If any one of our parents has passed away, both of them, my Allah. Make their maghfirat, my Allah. Make the qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise, my Allah. Our grandparents, our great-grandparents, my Allah. Allah, our family members, our mashayikh, my Allah. Our students, my Allah. Our friends, my Allah. Musallis have passed away from this masjid. Mutalliqeen, my Allah. So many people, my Allah. And especially those, Allah, who passed away in the earthquake, my Allah, in Turkey and Syria, my Allah. In the recent earthquakes in Allah and in other catastrophes in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children have become yateem, my Allah. Women have become widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire towns have become shattered, my Allah, and destroyed, my Allah. They're living in tents, my Allah. Ya Allah, whilst we will have iftar in Sahri, my Allah. And we've got different delicacies to choose from, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is going to be their condition, my Allah? Help them, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Ya Allah, the refugees, the Syrian refugees, ya Allah, in Syria, my Allah. The borders of Syria, years have gone by, my Allah. Years have gone by. Ya Allah, you have got hikmat and wisdom which we cannot comprehend and understand. Allah, we can never question you, my Allah. You know best, my Allah. Allah, our Palestinian brothers and sisters, my Allah. Every day of their life, my Allah. They have got to go through such difficulties and hardship, my Allah. Allah, the iman is so strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you ghibi nusrat and madad, my Allah. Ya Allah, if Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu ta'ala, is to appear now, my Allah. Make us be in his group, his jamaat. Make us be in the group of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Us, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our progeny, our nasal, our zurriyat. Ya Allah, do not make us followers of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from Dajjal, my Allah. From the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. So many fitnas are taking place every single day, my Allah. Our lives are becoming ruined, my Allah. Our hearts are becoming filthy, my Allah. We are not realizing we are going far and further away from your mercy, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ab hum nadim hai. Hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hum kahan jaye? Where can we run? Where can we escape? Ya Allah, from you, towards you. Ya Allah, you have said, fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have that taqat, my Allah. We don't have that knowledge, my Allah. We don't have that amal, my Allah. You give us that tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us happiness in our life now, my Allah. Ya Allah, that worry, that pareshani that has come over our heads, my Allah. Each person sitting here knows what worry that is melting him, my Allah. Whether it's a financial problem, whether it's a domestic problem, some social problem, some bala that has come upon him, come upon her. Ya Allah, oh, so many sisters, my Allah, have become divorced, my Allah. So many sisters, my Allah, they've got different type of problem. They are being abused by their husbands, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, my Allah. There's so many people who are sick, my Allah. They've got cancer, my Allah. They are pleading to us, remember them in our du'as, my Allah. So many have undergone operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't have the strength, my Allah, to come to the masjid because they are at home, they are on the bed, my Allah. Ya Allah, young children, old people, elderly people, ya Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem. Ya Allah, you know the cry of each person. Ya sahiba kulli najwa, ya muntaha kulli shakwa. Ya Allah, we cannot complain to any person but you, my Allah. Allahumma inna nashku. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you, we complain to you of our huzan, my Allah, our grief, my Allah, whatever worry that has come upon us, my Allah, whatever musibah that has come, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, in the belly of the whale, my Allah, in the darkness of the seas, in the darkness of the night, my Allah, when there was only darkness, my Allah, La ilaha illa anta, subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ya Allah, he cried to you, my Allah. There is no deity worthy of worship besides you. You are free from all weaknesses, my Allah. You've got no problems, my Allah. You've got no weaknesses, my Allah. You've got no deficiencies, my Allah. You are subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. We are the wrong ones, my Allah. We are the wrongdoers, my Allah. Immediately, you remove him from the belly of the fish, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown in the fire. And he said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Every Nabi cried to you. Ayub alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, his whole body was diseased. Rabbi, anni masani abhur. Eh, Malik Kareem. Ya Allah, this disease has covered my body. Anta arhamur rahimin. You are most merciful of all those who show mercy. Eh, Malik Kareem. You are arhamur rahimin. Allah, we beg you tonight. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najaiha rahmatan tughnina biha rahmati man siwak. Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Allah, those who have not found marriage partners, my Allah, find them suitable partners, my Allah. Bless them with pious children, my Allah. Those who are married, got no children, bless them with pious children, my Allah. Those who are married, got children, my Allah. You'll make the children the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. Allah, those who are unemployed, ya Allah, give them employment, my Allah. Find them suitable work, my Allah. Halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Let it be halal and wholesome and tayyib, my Allah. Because use it correctly, my Allah. Allah, make us see the beautiful days of Ramadan. With afiyat, with good health, my Allah. Allah, give us taqat and tandurusti, my Allah. Give us good strength, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, give us maut with iman. Maut in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. This is the only hope that we have, my Allah. That, Ya Allah, you give us maut with iman. And maut in the condition you are happy with us. Give us baril jannatul baqi. Then on the day of Qiyamah, the people of Baqi will rise in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he will rise from his qabr, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu on his right hand side, and Umar radiallahu on his left hand side, and then the people of Baqi will join him, and then he will move towards Makkah, and halfway the people of Mualla will meet him. Oh, Malik Kareem, make us be from the people of Baqi, my Allah. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, let Rasulullah make sifarish on our behalf. Let him intercede on our behalf, my Allah. Give us the holy Kawthar water, my Allah, from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this dunya, we have not seen our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever description is given in the hadith, my Allah, we try to picture how beautiful, how handsome he was, my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Despite our gandagi, my Allah, our weaknesses, my Allah, don't let it happen, my Allah, that we go running towards him, my Allah. And then we are chased away, and we are told, Sohkan, Sohkan, you're not my ummati, you're not my ummati. Ya Allah, despite our weakness, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Give us the Holy Kawthar from his Mubarak hands. Make our Nabi Sallam be smiling at us, my Allah. Make him be smiling, make him be happy with us, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat in his company, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't deserve it, we know that, my Allah. Hum to nalaiq, my Allah. Before us, there are billions and billions of other awliya. Your pious servants, the tabi'in, the sahaba, my Allah. The anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Allah, we not know where we are going to be on the day of Qiyamah. But my Allah, we have heard, we have read, my Allah. Ya Allah, how vast your mercy is. And how you overlook. And Ya Allah, right from the back, you can put us right in the front, my Allah. Let us be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, give us a qalbi saleem, a heart that is pure and sound, my Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, the istimaz will take place, Ya Allah, you grant them afiyat and success, my Allah. Good works of deen taking place in different places, my Allah. Different madaris, organizations, my Allah. Individuals. There's so many mukhlis, sincere people, my Allah. You know what good work they're doing and charitable work they're doing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant all ikhlas and maqbooliyat, Ya Allah. Grant the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unity, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us come back onto sirat mustaqeem, my Allah. Give us rujoo' ila Allah, inabat ila Allah, tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Let our tongues be moist with your dhikr. Let our heart be brimming with your love. And your ishq and ishq of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Allah, so many people requested duas, Ya Allah, except all the jais murad, hazirin, ghaibin, sabiki dua qabool, farma. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Allah, all those who seek an healing, grant them شفاء كامل. All the مرحومين, give them جنة الفردوس. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله on Thursday after Maghrib we've got the Khatam of Bukhari Sharif will take place in this masjid, and of course we're expecting a big crowd. So make a humble appeal to all our brothers, please park correctly. We do not want people to announce that you have parked incorrectly and blocking people's driveways, especially our non-Muslim people who are living around here. Do not cause taklif to any person. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us.